Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's the show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Josh Fennett. Now, each week we take a closer look at a story that we think deserves just a little bit more attention. Many people are spending a lot more time at home than they'd expected, including myself here right now. Charmaine Chan is the design editor for the South China Morning Post, and she believes that courtyards may offer an excellent urban solution to domestic solitude. Chan shares how courtyards can be hubs of communities and calm.
Courtyards, they are windows to the sky everywhere in the world, and they are conduits for light and air, and they can be outdoor rooms, and they are often enclosed or circumscribed by building or walls or landscaping or topography, but privacy is the main thing. I really fell in love with a house called AW House by Andra Matan, and that is a house in Jakarta. And it's not one of your leafier courtyards. In fact, there's only one tree in it, but it's a beautiful tree. It's called the Moringa tree. And I particularly like this house because Andra Matan had thought about not just architecture to be looked at. He thought about choreographing movement around the courtyard, and he built ramps to connect the different levels. And as you go up these ramps, you are always looking at that beautiful moringa tree and the courtyard. And another reason I like that house is that the architect made a concerted effort to make every level of the house feel like the ground floor. So, you know, on the first floor, you would come out of the kids' bedrooms and you would see what looked like a paddy field. In fact, it was just a very deep planter of lemongrass. And then on the rooftop, you also had a sense that it was somehow grounded because there were infinity ponds on the edges and there were mature trees in the grounds. And also, I just like the aesthetics of that house. In very hot areas, and I went to India in Bombay and on the outskirts of Mumbai, I should say, these houses provided shade, so that brought the temperature down. And when I looked at houses in very dense areas, I saw that, you know, courtyards could be inserted into houses to give people not just an outdoor room, but somewhere for the kids to play. And it was a communal area, so it was where people got together naturally for meals or just to hang out. And also going back to India, you know, some of the courtyards there provided real microclimates. And I felt it when I went into these houses and you know, spent some time around the courtyards. They were definitely cooler areas. And what I often asked the architects and the homeowners was, you know, during the building of the house, where the builders had their lunch or where they took their breaks, and almost inevitably they said around these courtyards. So these courtyards, they make the house or the rooms surrounding the courtyards that much more comfortable. And, you know, people are always talking about wellness these days. Comfort is so much a part of wellness.
Our many and sincere thanks to Charmaine Chan, who was speaking to Monocle's Tom Hall. Chan's book, Courtyard Living, is published by the talented souls at Thames and Hudson. And sadly, that's all we have time for on this week's show. If you're eager for more design-minded stories, then do listen to our full-length program, which airs on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. You can subscribe to that, or if you fancy more, you can subscribe to Monocle magazine or our daily newsletters to stay in the know. Head to monocle.com for more of that sort of thing. Today's episode was produced by May Lee Evans. I'm Josh Fennett. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.